If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate it when people have secrets, and Aaron and Eric are having secrets about news.
Girl talk.
Or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
All right. Are you going to go first?
I would
So you can get this out of the way. I mean, girl
first.
Talk, secrets or lies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome to The Secret.
Okay.
What's the Harry secret? Styles and his company, Pleasing, is now making, what do we call them? Bobs.
Yeah.
What?
Bobs.
Bobs.
What?
Relation Entertainment.
Yep.
Yes, a little ad came out today, a little video ad.
Harry Styles is endorsing a bob.
Yeah, of course he is. He's the most relations positive person in the entertainment industry. He's openly been like, men, women, who knows?
Oh, I guess he is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I will say when I was getting my nails done recently, they were playing Watermelon Sugar in there, and I hadn't heard it for a while, and it was nice and quiet in the nail salon. And listening to it, we played that on the radio? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's very relations.
It's So, he already had this brand called Pleasing. It was just nail polish before, correct? Maybe like a couple merch items.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's never really put his face on the marketing for it, so it's really weird. But now, the new collection is called Pleasing Yourself. There is a, let me try to figure out how to explain what product there is. There's a Pleasing double-sided bob, as well
double-sided?
As the Pleasing slippery stuff. Mm. Best way I can put it.
Okay.
Yeah, double-sided. That's interesting. Just thought about that.
The double-sided, I would have thought he would have gone just one direction.
Wow. Ay, caramba.
Wow. Okay.
Who has a nope left?
I do.
Are you the only one? No, Hack's got one, I think.
I do have one this week.
Yeah. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some more kind of music artist news. People are begging Justin Timberlake to actually sing at his concerts because the videos coming out are hilarious.
Wait, he's lip syncing?
He's just not singing. If you buy a ticket to Justin Timberlake, congrats, you're going to karaoke.
Like
most of the time, he's just handing the mic out, like holding it. Just not singing.
No. And like kind of dancing around the stage and like popping in here and there.
Trying to be his own hype man.
Oh, JT.
Is it because he can actually sing though, right? I mean, so like what's the problem?
I mean, I don't know about now, but he could. I don't know. But these videos made me laugh so hard.
Well, but is there a theory on what's going on? Do we think he's an alcoholic?
That feels like a really strong thing to just have an opinion on.
I mean, whatever. What happened with
the DUI?
This is going to ruin the whole tour or whatever, the world tour.
I wish has he made jokes about that? He should make merch that says like,
it's going to ruin the world tour or something.
I think that he is a bit off his rails and kind of has been ever since that cheating scandal came out when he was in New Orleans on the balcony with the woman in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I'll never understand that. She's so beautiful.
Jessica Biel.
Oh. Yeah.
She is beautiful.
There's more and more of this at shows. I mean, Aaron goes to the most, but that I've seen where there is a lot of just you sing it and it's cool because you're part of the crowd. And do you see it more than, it seems like it's more common. Like he's not the only one doing this.
That.
Maybe he's doing it more than
other
people.
I mean, he would do it for like a full song.
Okay.
I feel like the difference is it's usually on like the big hit.
And like a chorus.
Chorus. Yeah.
But it's the geriatric rock stars that do that. Like John Bon Jovi can't hit the notes anymore. So he's just like, puts it out on,
No, because I just saw Mumford & Sons and
are they geriatric?
No. That's what I'm saying.
I was like, hold on.
So they did that too?
Yeah. Like, but during a chorus.
Just one chorus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Mumford and Grandsons.
Good evening. Today.
Sorry to bring down the mood, everyone, but some breaking news today. Unfortunately, Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. Yeah, he there was I haven't heard the call. TMZ has posted the call that he made to the Clearwater. He was in Florida to the fire department. He had cardiac arrest.
Oh no.
I don't know if he there was a call. I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know who actually made the call, but yeah, 71.
That sucks.
And he and Ozzy were like the OG reality stars.
Yeah.
So it's very odd that they all passed, or they both passed in the same week.
So here's something that's been going around in like all my group texts. Does Ozzy and Hulk finish the trifecta that started with Malcolm? Or they, like, because it feels like, does it have to be similar? It's like we've got two old school reality. So should there be two more younger people that have to die? I know this is very macabre.
I think it's all from our childhood. Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
Like, what was Hulk Hogan's... The Hogans? What was that show called?
Hogan's
brother.
I don't know. I know I watch it because Nick Hogan... The kids are like our age.
Yeah, Brooke
Nick
Hogan.
Hogan's Heroes? No.
No.
That's I don't know. That's the first thing that came up.
Aaron's like, that's a sandwich shop.
That is not. No.
Oh, no. That's from like the 60s.
Oh.
Yes. That's like an old Nazi Germany weird.
Wow.
All right.
But remember, Brooke Hogan's
Hogan
had like
knows
a single.
Best.
Hogan
that's
knows
what it
best.
Is. Thank okay. you.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
All right. Well, R.I.P. Hulk Hogan. Unfortunately, we have more time. Do you have any more vibrators or anything you'd like to talk about?
I don't.
Anybody have a story, or are we just ending on the saddest story of all? Look at everybody scrambling.
Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know why I said it.
There's a new temporary tattoo that's been developed in Korea that is supposed to detect spiked drinks. So you put the temporary tattoo on before you go out. You can test your drink on it, and it'll, like, change color. And there's been things like this.
I thought there was a fingernail polish
there
or something.
That's what it was, yeah.
That you could stick your finger in your drink.
Are you pouring your drink on yourself over and over again?
You dip a finger into the drink, and then touch the tattoo.
Right.
And the tattoo turns red if the drink has been tampered with.
That makes more sense.
Or if it's Kool-Aid. Either way.
Okay, let's be done.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.